Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is exactly 6 ekuseni ngikubingelele. If you just joined us, this is Let's Praise. Ngingusibongile kamfuke ngihlelele njalo osis Ayanda Nenemba. And yes, nginawe kuze kushaya ihora lesikhombisa. And I gave you the sounds of Ekuruleni Gospel Choir, Wena Unamandla. And that's how we came out from the prayer by Dr. Cindy Trim. Sisaqhubeka njalo ngendaba yehealing. Sisaqhubeka njalo to learn more about God's healing. Kanti siphethe uSis Rhoda Hubert namhlanje ekuseni. Ingxoxo esiye saxoxisana naye ngayo in a previous months. Kodwa ke the message is still fresh. And yes, bakhona abanye bethu abakhathele abazizwa ungathi abasakwazi ukuqhubekela phambili abasakhoni, you know, things have just become too much for them. Kodwa ke I'm hoping and I'm praying that today, as Usis Rhoda will be ministering, may you be ministered unto, may you be strengthened, may the Lord help you to carry on, may the Lord actually be your strength. Yenu senzele kuhle njalo nje, even when we're going through tough times.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
And on the line, I'm joined by Sis Rhoda Grootboom. How are you, my sis?
Hello, family. I am well. It is well with my soul.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody is well.
And I believe that the Lord has a word for us.
Amen. Mm. Amen. I'm gonna throw my heater road.
Mm-hmm.
God got an exciting word for us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's no title today, but each one that's going to receive it will have its own title.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready. If you're ready, my queen.
As always, my queen. I think you can shoot, Sis Rhoda.
Amen. Amen. The message today is King Hezekiah ruled with his whole heart and with so much zeal and passion for God. And he showed a great humility and wisdom, and God caused him to prosper. And God blessed him abundantly. His father wasn't a great role model for him, but he was influenced by his mother. And God also blessed him with a mentor, the prophet Isaiah. Hezekiah had so much trust in God, and so many wanted to overthrow his rule. But God blessed him with success in conquering his enemies against all odds.
Mm.
Hezekiah seek God to fight for the people of Israel. And on one occasion, God intervened, and we all know the story, God intervened and for Hezekiah, and he sent an angel to destroy 185,000 Assyrians in one night. Hezekiah also listened to God through the prophet Isaiah, and his prayers were always heartfelt, and God listened to his prayers, and God delivered the people of Israel. King Hezekiah became ill, and he was near death, and God sent Isaiah to go and deliver a message. And Isaiah went and he delivered the message, and he told him, Hezekiah, you must set your house in order because you are going to die.
Mm, mm.
And remember, he was his mentor. This guy, this prophet mentored him for all his life. So why will the prophet come and tell him, you know, he knew that this is truth.
Mm.
It's the word. It's straight from my father. But what I like about Hezekiah is that the Bible said Hezekiah, He didn't question, he didn't go into debate. All he did is he turned his face to God and he wept bitterly. And he asked God nothing, but he asked God to remember his loyalty. And Isaiah didn't even leave the building, and God said, go back and tell Hezekiah that God saw your tears and he will heal you. And God added 15 years to his life. And something so profound, and I want us to just keep this in mind, is that Isaiah returned and he put figs on the boils of Hezekiah's flesh, and Hezekiah was healed. The part goes, like I said, I don't have a title. Each one can make their own message out of this today. And the message is that Hezekiah dealt with matters in prayer. He went to his father with matters. And we must not lean on our own understanding and take courage from this great king, that he didn't take matters in his own hands, but he went to God with whatever concern, whatever problem he had. He went to his father. And we must also learn from the great king that we must not take matters in our own hands. And I was faced with a matter 3 weeks ago, and this matter touched my heart deeply and my character, and I was hurt by it. But immediately I went into my room and I shut my door and I presented my case to my father, and I told God how I felt, and I told God and how this thing made me feel. And there's one thing that I remember, I said to God, you will deal with this matter. You will deal with this uncircumcised Philistines, and they will carry the consequences. I'm not going to even go in this. You are my papa. You will deal with this. And I must say to you, God amazingly came through for me, and he embarrassed the enemy. I just want to also say is that when you take matters to God in prayer, you lay down your evidence to God. Hezekiah went straight to God with this letter from Sennacherib. He went to God, and God will state your case. And look what happened to Hezekiah. 185,000 were killed in one night because he went to his father with this matter. And I want to say to somebody also here that God will justify you as long as you show total faith in God and trust him. And there's something that I like about the king also, and we must remember Ephesians is teaching us that our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities. So if somebody comes up to you, it's not them, it's the spirit, the flesh, that it's a spirit. So with my case was, that's why I say, God deal with this uncircumcised Philistine. I'm not even going to go into it. I've got work to do. You deal with this matter. And God came through last week and embarrassed the enemy. So this is what I want to encourage somebody. Sometimes we go to get tired and all that, but take your matters like this king. He took all his concerns to God. And something touched me about this message, and this is where God just messed me up earlier, you know, but because I can never prepare something. And God said, the Holy Spirit said, go study, go see what is a fig tree, what is figs.
Yeah.
And remember when we're small in a township, I think you can relate to Dongile. I'm going to make an open confession here. We used to target fig trees in the township. I mean, I was one of the bosses. You wait for that fig tree to grow, and when it's ripe, you even plan how you're going to enter this old woman's yard at night.
Now secrets are coming out.
We were just, I'm confessing now, and I think Rachel knows I was a master, you know. And we were just targeting during the day this, and you know even which one you're going to get tonight, you know. So when the Oma goes to bed, you go through whatever, you just finish it, and you finish it. So little did I know the significance of this fruit. You know, figs is also something that you don't get all over. So we were stealing figs, and we never realized the significance of this fruit. So I want to say something that the Holy Spirit took me to go read quickly. He said, Isaiah put figs on the boils of Hezekiah's flesh, and he got healed. The fig tree was in the Garden of Eden, and it was probably the only tree that was mentioned or specifically mentioned. But what did the fig tree do there? It was covering up their shame. And I want to say to somebody today, God will cover up your shame. This plant also symbolizes prosperity. It's to sit under the shade of this tree is the epitome of safety, peace, and well-being. And as a child, you know, people used to like to sit under a fig tree. I don't know why, but I only learned today why they were always sitting under there. I thought they were guarding the tree because we were also stealing. But it's not about stealing now. It's about the calmness and the safety of the tree. You know, I used to ask, why do they sit under this tree? Because we need some figs there, you know. And I want to bless somebody also. Micah 4 verse 4 says that everyone will live quietly. This is word for somebody. Everyone will live quietly in their own homes in peace and in prosperity, for there will be nothing to fear. And I want to say to somebody today that God is restoring your peace and your well-being. This fruit also resembles the womb. If you look at the picture of this fruit, if you can picture it, it looks like a womb. So this fruit also resembles the womb, and it symbolizes a very fertile time to create something new. This is newness, birth. Everything is happening in your womb. So God is going to do a new thing in your life. Figs are also one of the seven species that symbolizes fertility. And I want to say also, figs encourage us to look at new beginnings. And while I was rounding up my message, I got word again, and God gave me word, I think the fourth or fifth time when I was on podcast. Haggai 2 verse 19 says, I am giving you a promise now, while the seed is still in the barn, before you have harvested the grain, and before the grapevine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree have produced their crops. From this day onward, I will bless you. My encouragement in closing is that God said to Isaiah, go back and tell Hezekiah, I have seen his tears and I will heal him. And I want to say that Isaiah put figs on the boils and he got healed. And my prayer today and my encouragement is today, may God restore you the way God restored Hezekiah. May he cover your shame as he covered Adam and Eve. The fig resembles the womb and fertility. May God restore your barrenness. Whatever is barren or was barren till this message, may it become fruitful. And may you experience newness in all areas that is barren. And may God extend your life. And may God bless you all with long life and good health.
Amen.
The sycamore tree, when you do studies, it's almost like a fig tree. It says, this is also the same tree where Zacchaeus met Jesus. And may you experience a new encounter with Jesus today, the same as Zacchaeus. May he come to your home and have communion with you, the same he had with Zacchaeus. And while I was rounding up, I got word, and the Holy Spirit just said to me, I must just tell, this is now for pastors. He says, prayer to Hezekiah was very important. And he took his message, his matters to God, and he always conquered his enemies. This is specifically for pastors, if you are in leadership, if you are in a fivefold. And this reminds me of Exodus 17, verse 11. It says, when Moses held his hands, Israel was winning. When he held his hands up, Israel was winning. And whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. And there was a time when Moses got tired and his hands grew tired. And Aaron and Hur held his hands so that his hands remained steadily. And Joshua overcame the Amalekites. And I want to say to each and every person today, if you're serving under a pastor, if a pastor has been in your life for your family and for yourself, and I want to say to every single person today, our pastors need us more than ever.
So true.
Our pastors are going through so much, and they need our prayers, they need our emotional support, and they need our financial support. This is what the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit. He says here, pastors are dying, and it's affecting the body of Christ.
Yeah.
It's time for errands to raise up It's time for her to get up and hold the man of God's hands. He said, Hezekiah prayed and said, Lord, remember my loyalty. And I want to say to the pastors today, God see your tears.
Yeah.
He hears your weeping, and God will place figs on your pain.
Amen.
I also heard while I was, because I didn't understand this, I was really messed up here. He said, God said, I hear the weeping. Your weeping is the same as Jeremiah's weeping, and the same weeping as Jesus. So God said, the same way Jeremiah wept for the people, and the same way Jesus was weeping when he heard, he got the news, Lazarus died. This is what you are going through. And then the Holy Spirit took me to, I had to go quickly read before I came on air. He said, tell them that Jesus, they are weeping the same, they feel the same as Jesus. When Jesus heard about John, that John died, it hit Jesus so hard. But Jesus went into the boat to get away, just to go deal with the sad news. But he didn't, he couldn't. When he got to the other side, the crowd was already waiting for him. And Jesus had to continue ministering. And he said here, Jesus had no time to deal with his pain. Jesus had no time. He just had to go on and on and on. And he said, I must tell the pastors, because of the passion, because of your commitment, because of your calling, most of you have lost partners in the business, in the ministry. You've lost pastors, you've lost bishops, you lost apostles, but there's no time for you to even weep or mourn or grieve, because you must still going on for the flock. You must still going on. And he said, I must go back and tell the pastors that God said to Isaiah, go back and tell Hezekiah, God has seen your tears and he will heal you. He said, you will put sticks on your boils and you will be healed. You will restore you the way he restored Hezekiah. You will cover your shame the way he covered Adam and Eve. And the fig resembles the womb and fertility. God, may God restore your barrenness, whatever is barren now at the moment. May you experience the newness of God in all the areas of your life. May he extend life to you. May he extend good health to you and long life. May you experience him like that, yes.
Amen.
May he visit your homes today, and may he have communion with you. But God said, I must tell you, your weeping is the same way Jesus heard his friend and his cousin died. This is what you are going through.
Wow. Wow, we thank God for his word. I believe it's a continuation. Yesterday we were crying to the Lord about exhaustion, about fatigue, fatigued, and extreme exhaustion. And also we did mention that pastors need our support, and sometimes just to just check up on them, just ask him, how are you doing? You know, just call him, just visit them as well. So we are delighted that God has got it all worked out. He's got a way out. He always does. He always does. And so we are grateful for his love, his mercy that endures forever, his presence, his word. He's never quiet, but he does speak to us all the time. Let me read some messages, and I'm going to allow you to pray for the body of Christ in this regard. Hello to Pastor Pius Oriolua Oringundande. Thank you so much, Pastor Pius, for being with us. Sir Molefe Babsanda Ratswani, all the way from Maseru, Lesotho. Hello to you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Sir Moses Mokhotsi, hello. Is it Mokhoshi? Yes, hello to you. It is humbling to have Lesotho in the house as well. The message is relevant to all of us, to brethren, wherever you are at. Be it you're in the UK, like our sister who's in the UK, what's her name again? She's Queen Keswa. Whether you are in Lesotho, in Maseru, it's still relevant to you. And we thank God that He's speaking to the body of Christ today, encouraging and empowering us. A family member writes in, and this is Lynette. Lynette says, powerful message from Sis Rhoda. Yes, it will be on podcast. I'll make sure of that before the closing today. But Ferdinand James Van Zyl says, amazing. For the past 2 days, I have been studying the history of Hezekiah, the tunnel he built and restoring of the temple. What stood out for me is that his father locked the temple and he reopened it. Imagine growing up in a household where your father serves other gods. Loved his prayer. And he continues to give us Exodus 17, verses 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and he took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And may the Lord strengthen us in also carrying our pastors. We were challenged again. That's why I'm saying the Lord is speaking. Yesterday we had pastors, COCC representing pastors, as we have seen pastors marching and requesting the government to reopen churches. In previous weeks, and they were sharing and giving clarity on why, because of the calling upon their lives, for the sake of the call, because of the love they have for God's flock, because of, you know, they've given their hearts, their everything unto the Lord to serve. And so, also they were concerned, their concern was about our spiritual lives, our spirit, our relationship with Christ, you know, for a dying country, for a dying world. And so pastors everywhere in the world have been requesting for such in their spaces. And so God is just awesome. He's just amazing. Bob Sanda is flying the flag of Lesotho. Riaubona Lesotho dumela hle.
Amen.
Dumela Lesotho. Sis Pop says, greetings to my leaders. We are grateful for the teaching. Sis Rhoda, thank you. Okay, Sis Rhoda, and she says, may God bless you all. May God bless you, Sis Pops. I'm going to give you a moment to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard. We really need the Lord. Refreshing times are here, and I'm excited about it. And that God is restoring and refreshing.
Amen.
And renewing. It's just amazing. So can we take a moment and just pray for the body of Christ in this regard, and pray for our pastors as well, and pray for strength as we will be carrying them in our prayers, carrying them with everything that the Lord says we should carry and how the Lord says we should carry them as well. They need us as well. They need us for their sanity, for, we just need to be there for them, stand in the gap, hold their hands so that we can keep winning in this battle. Can you take us through prayer?
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we thank you, God, for the beauty that surrounds us every day. And I thank you for this message, God. I thank you, God, that you gave us a message of hope. And it's so in line with yesterday's message. I didn't even know. I didn't have a time to tune in. But I thank you, faithful Father, for delivering this message and entrusting me for delivering this message, God. Father God, particularly, I'm praying for the pastors, and I want to lift them up today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say that they are weeping, they are grieving, they are in pain. And all of them are serving you while they are bleeding, God. Father God, you also heard, you've seen Hezekiah's tears, and you answered his request immediately, God. I'm reminded by Hannah, God, you remembered her request, God. Jabez, God, when he prayed, you granted his request. And Daniel, God, you said to him that the angel came and said, Daniel, the first time you prayed, God heard your request. And this hour, God, we want to lift up the men and women of God. We want to lift up each pastor. We pray for supernatural strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, it's a trying time in this world. And many a times we don't even realize pastors are human like us. They're also grieving. They're also in pain. But many times we expect so much from them, God. So much from them. And I pray in this time that you will raise up Aaron and you will raise up hers to hold their hands up when they get tired, God. I pray now, God, that you call us, all of us, to obedience, and we want to say sorry, pastors, for taking you for granted, for thinking it was easy just to run a church. And I stand in a gap for the whole South African, whole world, and say, pastors, we are sorry. Many times we don't even check on you, but we just expect you to be there for us in this afternoon. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. And we stand in repentance. And we want to say sorry, pastors. And God, help us, God, to be in tune and hear from you, and help us to support our pastors, to be there for them in spirit, in truth, emotionally and financially, God. Some of them are full-time, God, and the buildings are closed. We don't even think how they're surviving, God. But thank you, God, that you gave us grace today through this word. And God, help us, God, to lift up their hands, God, the way Moses and her lift up, hold up the hands of Moses, God. Father, I pray for their families and their children, their extended families, God. They are also dealing with so much trauma, and then there's so much politics from the congregation, God. But I pray, God, that you will come. Come and restore them, God. This word that you release, come and put the figs on their wounds and heal them, God. Father God, come and restore them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we also pray for wise counsel. We also pray, Father God, for guidance. We also pray for sharp discernment. And we pray, God, for supernatural strength in the name of Jesus. Father God, be with them, God. Some of them are drained, they exhausted, God. But we pray, God, that they will be revived by your word. David says, for now I'm laying in the dust, but revive me by your word. Holy Spirit, it's in your presence where we get renewed, where we get revived, where we get strengthened, God. I pray that you will visit each one of them now. Many of them, God, they can't even tell how they feel because of the role on their lives, but they are also human. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing me how some of them are sitting like Elijah, their heads down, because Jezebel is after them to destroy them. But Father God, I hear in my spirit now, some of them must go to the brook, the shared brook. They must go to the brook and just go rest a bit, because you will send the ravens to feed them, and you will give them the water of refreshment and nourishment, God. They must go and rest a bit, God. Thank you, God, for raising up a generation, God, that will hold up their hands, God, so that we win this battle, so that we win against this enemy that's trying to destroy our world. Father God, bless them. Remember their loyalty, God. Remember their loyalty, God. Remember their loyalty in Jesus' name. Father, may your peace, it surpasses all understanding, guard their hearts today and control their minds and thinking in Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you for restoring them in Jesus' name. And we say amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Sister Ruda, for leading us in this prayer, for ministering unto us. But God, yet again today, may the Lord keep you, may he bless you, may he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he give you his peace in all that you do. May his hand be forever upon you and yours. We love you so much. Have a blessed, blessed
one. Thank you,
man.
My sister.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.